Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peet. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cronin moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive off the glove of McNair, and into shallow right field. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0-for-1 in the game. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Desautels moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Sewell moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Jack Wilson now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mills. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Kennedy scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonura. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 2 in the game. Gafka hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Desodles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. D'Alessandro moves to third. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up McNair. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Walker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 3 in the game. Gafka strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Walker takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Johnny Markham now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. Walker moves to third. One out. It's 10-4, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gafka. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 11-4, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mills is called out on strikes. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.